Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to this hour. Tomorrow, if you're in Connecticut, it reopens. Tomorrow, if you're in Westchester, just go to Connecticut. If you're in Rockland County, just go to Connecticut. I imagine there's now going to be a traffic jam going there. What did Mayor de Blasio say today? Did he give any hint he would speed up our reopening or phase one or anything like that?
No, it's going to be very slow, a slow process.
Well, it's him, so everything is very slow. Well, no big gatherings. Don't get too close. The police will be enforcing this and ticketing you. Well, you know, guess again. After you didn't fire the health commissioner, police are not going to be giving out any tickets on anything like that. The mayor, of course, one of the great police haters. You know, you get a real socialist. You got, what's that old saying? Scratch a socialist and you'll find an anti-Semite underneath. Well, you'll find a cop hater underneath usually. And his health commissioner, who should be fired just for being the world's dumbest health commissioner. Isn't this the moron that in March was telling everybody to go to Chinatown and go to the movies and all? Yeah, this is this imbecile. Fire her, but she's a cop hater. She said some ugly things about the cops. So the mayor immediately gave her a raise and said can't fire her on that. So... that tells you all you need to know. You can fire a health commissioner in the middle of a health crisis. Governor Ned Lamont in Connecticut last week fired the health commissioner. He declined to say why, but apparently the health commissioner had screwed up some things, so got fired. It's easy to do. Fauci has been totally sidelined. Fauci's gotten everything wrong every time, made all the wrong predictions, screwed up on every prediction, so he's been sidelined. You'll notice... they let him stand in the back in the briefing, but it was about 5 weeks ago they realized don't listen to him. Deborah Birx has been right all along, so they listen to her. Also, everything Fauci is tangled up with doesn't seem to work right, whether it's World Health Organization or CDC or any of that. So you see the letter the president wrote to the World Health Organization?
Oh, yeah.
It's up on my Twitter if you want to read it. It's a 3-page letter detailing all the crimes and crap they've pulled on the United States, and he gave them 30 days notice. They better show some that they're taking some dramatic steps to clean up that corruption or no more money for them. It's a big problem because this guy Tedros that runs it, he's a radical Marxist. He's got a history of covering up stuff, including three viruses in Africa. He's tangled up with China in all kinds of bad ways. You can read the letter. It's up on, I got it on Twitter. You can just go to the president's Twitter. It's up there. It's 3 pages of details of every sleazeball corrupt thing that they did over the last 4 or 5 months. And they spend all of our money. They take $400 million from the United States. China gives them $40 million and owns them. We give them $400 million and get double-crossed by them. And they waste it all. They just blow it all. $200 million in travel expenses. You know what's killing this Tedros right now? They used to have these meetings. It was like the Clinton Foundation. A meeting meant they all go to a lavish 4-star resort. They all rent suites, and they all have a party for a week. And somewhere during the week for 10 minutes, they meet. So they can't do that right now. There's no traveling, so they're having to do virtual Zoom meetings.
So no fun in those, huh?
Yeah, no. They don't like that. So the president is taking hydroxychloroquine. I don't know... It's not definite that it's a preventative, but it can help. If you've got the coronavirus, every top doctor is using it. If you get it in the early stages, hydroxychloroquine makes a big difference, dramatically reduces symptoms. So because the president said good things about it, fake news hates it. They're denouncing it. It's unproven. Even though 30 million people have taken it over 40 years, it's unproven. It's unknown. Then they went out. You hear all the president obviously owns stock in the company. Got a financial interest. First of all, there's no patent on it. The patent expired 20 years ago. There's no company that owns the patent on hydroxychloroquine. Not the case with remdesivir. That has a patent. And hydroxychloroquine is 6 cents a dose. Remdesivir is 900 a dose. And people hold those patents. We're close to Fauci. That's why he was pushing remdesivir. Now, the difference is remdesivir doesn't help you with the symptoms. It just can reduce the duration that you'll have it. It can take a few days off at the end. But the great thing about hydroxychloroquine can dramatically reduce symptoms. And it's being used by all of our top doctors. And did you hear Pelosi on the subject of Donald Trump? Now,
yeah.
You got to remember the president, how old is he? 74? 73? 74? He's in that high-risk category.
Yeah.
If you don't die from a coronavirus unless you have underlying conditions, which could be diabetes, heart problems, lung problems. But they say obesity is one of the biggest underlying conditions. Doctors have told me that when a patient comes down with this, if they're very obese, they're going to have real trouble. If they're not, they'll probably have no trouble with it. But listen to Pelosi on the subject of Donald Trump.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
Wow, now, let me translate. Shot. Yeah, here's a woman who, look at her face. She's had more body and fender work than... but that's quite a shame. Now, if you looked at the president, you might say, yeah, he's overweight. He's got a big pot belly. He's a little fat. Would you say morbidly obese? I don't think so.
I would say morbidly obese, but I mean, definitely overweight.
Yeah, but the problem is his overweight is pretty similar to everybody in America's overweight. Unlike the East Coast, West Coast, you get in the middle of America, everybody looks like that. Okay. So Pelosi didn't make any friends with that statement. But the other thing about listening to the doctors, and it hasn't been approved, I hate to break it to you. It's been approved by the FDA 1,000 times for 1,000 different things. It's been approved. Nothing, you know, about hydroxychloroquine being used for coronavirus, because that's a brand new thing. By the way, this phony Fauci in 2005 put out a report, a scientific study, that chloroquine was very good for coronaviruses. Now, if you ask a medical expert, what's the difference between hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine? Hydroxychloroquine is a milder form of chloroquine. So it's the same thing, basically. So you can't trust any of these people right now. Joe Biden, he has finally come up with a devastating nickname for President Trump. Let's play. This is Joe Biden. You know, Basement Joe, Senile Joe, you know, they go down there, they roll the wheelchair over, and they say, listen, you got to come up with a nickname for him. He's got Sleepy Joe, Creepy Joe, Basement Joe. You got to come up with a nickname. So now Joe Biden, his brain is totally fried. He's not coming up with anything. So the team went to work and gave him a nickname for Trump. Let's see.
Why have they failed to get this money out to the folks who desperately need it to stay afloat? Is it incompetence?
Let me just explain. You hear that noise in the background? Those are vultures circling.
It's geese.
No, they could see this guy's like an interim death. Those are vultures circling him, right?
Corruption? Trump was out there tweeting again this morning. I call him President Tweety. Reopen the country. End of quote.
I don't know if you can hear it. The vultures were making so much noise. President Tweety. President Tweety.
Ooh, man.
Now, he doesn't, you know, sometimes I'd be out with Don Rickles. We'd be sitting in a restaurant. A guy would come over and try to insult him. You got to think about this. If somebody is like the best in the world, like the best gunslinger on earth, you don't come challenge him. You don't, you know, if a guy is taking something like insulting people and worked on it for 30 years and taken it to like almost a genius level, and you're a total amateur, don't try it. The purpose of the nickname, Biden doesn't even understand what the nickname is. The purpose of the nickname is to drill into people's heads something about you that they can't ever forget. So in other words, when you call him Sleepy Joe, it's not just the nickname. It's now forever. When anybody watches him in a debate or on a TV appearance, they go, hey, he is sleepy, isn't he? Yeah, he looks so tired. It just reinforces that. Or Mini Mike, the idea of Mini Mike, it wasn't just to insult him. It's every time you put on the debate, look how short he is. He really is short, isn't he? So all you're drilling into people's heads is that he tweets a lot, which is not a bad thing. What does that mean? Is that so horrible? It just makes him sound younger, that he tweets a lot. He's always tweeting. It's not a bad thing. But Creepy Joe, it's just, whenever you hear that, you think of him groping the women. Sleepy Joe, you just think of him, can't finish the sentence. So Biden doesn't get how any of that works. So big mistake. Sweetie Joe.
Yeah. You don't go toe-to-toe with Trump when it comes to nicknames.
No, it's not a good thing to do. So now let's go over this again. Connecticut opens tomorrow. Stores, restaurants, outdoor dining. Now, you can go in the store. You got to be social distance. Everybody's going to take your temperature probably when you come into these places. You'll spread out. Well, I think all the dressing rooms, where you try on clothes, I think those are all closed. If you go into a store, let's say you go into a store and you want to look at this handbag and you take it and you hold it and you touch it and you put your hands all over it. Supposedly, they will then take it and put it in a quarantine room for like 2 days and nobody else touch it. Supposedly, that's how that's going to work. You can't go to the gym yet, I don't think. They're working on that. Hairdressers were supposed to open tomorrow. That's been delayed a bit. Now, New Jersey, what opens next week in New Jersey? Restaurants?
Well, not quite. They think it could open. I mean, they have batting cages, golf ranges, some outdoor things are opening on Friday.
Oh, okay. But,
they said it could be next week where you could go outside and eat in a restaurant.
Yeah, now, golf courses have been open, but driving ranges haven't been open. What's the problem with the driving range?
I guess because you're stationary, you're standing in one area for a long period of time.
Yeah, but you could use every other mat, and that way you're probably 12 feet away from anybody. How would you get the balls, though?
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, you would if actually somebody would have to come over and pour them out, and then you would get each one with your club.
Well, usually they're dispensed by a machine anyway, aren't they?
Well, that's those cheapo ranges you go to. I'm talking about a good range where they're on the ground.
Oh, you mean you get them in a little package?
Yeah, the little bag or the bucket. But
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, the exclusive one.
Well, actually, we're in New York. You see, you're down there in South Carolina. Where are you? You're like near Hilton Head. This is like state-of-the-art golf. They got machines that dispense them. They got probably little tees that pop up, right? All that stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
See, we don't have, this is New York. We're still playing like Walter Travis golf from 1928. We have ranges designed by Ben Hogan that haven't been updated. If you go down there, they have all that stuff. They got machines to put the ball in, all these things. So now what's the problem with the Nassau County beaches will be open. So they're worried that people from New York City will go out there.
Of course they're going to.
Yeah. Now, it's Memorial Day weekend this weekend. I just think if you, I've been seeing rush hours now. Friday, there was a rush hour in New York City. I think you're going to have a lot of traffic Friday, like rush hour traffic going out. Hey, Monday's Memorial Day. Does that mean we're off on Monday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't think about that. What are we going to do? Yeah. Well, I'll go to Connecticut. Everything's open there. So they're worried that everybody from New York will go to these Nassau County beaches. Now, they want the beaches at 50% capacity. You've seen Coney Island. 50% capacity means people would be 3 feet apart instead of the 1 foot apart there. So we'll see what happens. And that's interesting. Mississippi, Louisiana, they're opening their casinos next week. The most open place, by the way, Italy has opened. They opened yesterday. Stores, restaurants are open in Italy. So far, everything's fine. You know, in Israel, this is the first place. They're so far ahead of everything. They're the first place to open bars. Restaurants and bars will be open. That's the one thing now with the restaurants opening. You can't have a bar anymore. But although I hear some bars that have a lot of big outdoor space, they do have people walking around with drinks. So everything is starting to open. I know Mayor de Blasio is talking about fall, whatever, Governor Cuomo. They're all going to be pressured in the next couple of weeks to start opening. Texas is reopened. And it looked like a spike. Everybody tried to fake news, tried to make it look like there was a spike. It turned out they like quadrupled the amount of testing. That's why the numbers increased. But the percentage of cases had dropped. It was down. So there's actually been a spike down in Texas. So, so far, no problems with Florida reopening, Georgia, Texas. Everybody's fine. So that will pressure the governor and the mayor to get everything open. Everybody, restaurants are already doing delivery. Even Peter Luger's, this is how you know it's extreme. Peter Luger's is now willing to deliver. And this place wouldn't take credit cards for 100 years. There were no credit cards allowed, but to deliver, you got to take credit cards. So they've been forced to do that. So you can get a Peter Luger's steak. And it's really great when it's been sitting in an Uber for 45 minutes and It's nice and cold. Now, you'll miss the Peter Luger's experience. You won't have the nasty waiter throwing it at you. You won't have the waiter snarling at you.
It's going to be cold by the time it gets to you.
Exactly. And the whole Peter Luger's experience is you've made this reservation. You walk in, and they look at you like you're a burglar. What the hell are you doing here? You don't belong here. And then they make you wait. So if you want the full experience, when you get it delivered, don't let yourself sit down. Make yourself wait at a bar for like a half hour. And then have somebody snarl at you, throw the silverware at you, just to get the full experience. But anyway, Bill O'Reilly will be with us in a few minutes. We'll take some calls in a second. 800-321-0710 is the number. Hey, check out the webpage. We've got some good stuff up there. Mayor de Blasio thinks, I'll go on the Sunday show, get myself some nice publicity. So he goes on with Maria Bartiromo, who tears him apart with his ridiculously bad performance as mayor, and watch him try to fight her off. She was great in this. Also, watch, this is George Carlin, a very funny George Carlin routine that he used to do about people going nuts about germs and viruses. It's really good nowadays to watch this. Hey, take a look. Joe Biden has a history of lying. I mean, extreme lying. And this is from years ago. This is NBC, ABC, all the major networks catching him in these huge lies. Take a look at it. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Best. Mr. New York, Mark Simone.
710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Let's go to Joan in New York City. Joan, how you doing?
Hi. You have time for two quick questions, Mark?
Yes.
First of all, you've been wearing a one...
Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, Mark, I just wanted to provide a quick anecdote for you. Anecdotal for you regarding one of my buddies over by Breezy in Queens.
Over by where?
Has Luke Breezy Point.
Oh, okay.
You know Breezy? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always thought it was Breezy Point, but okay, now it's Breezy.
Well,
next you'll be calling it bruh.
Just like guacamole, yeah. Mark. Just yeah. Like guacamole. You know that's just way too long.
It's not guacamole. Everybody calls it guac now. All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's what I said last time, and you said it's guacamole. You said I don't like people who call it guac.
All right.
She has lupus, and she's been taking the hydroxy for over 15 years. She's, other than the lupus, she's a healthy, woman. And this crazy idea that people are saying there's side effects, it's a really disappointing thing, and it just goes to the bigger picture of the,
Well, yeah, no, I understand. Good call. Thanks for calling. Let's just go over this again. Hydroxychloroquine, it's been around 40 years. About 50 million people have taken it. There are no side effects whatsoever when you take it for COVID, because you're only going to take it for 6 days, 10 days at the most. There have been side effects, but that's people that have taken it for years. And there have been cases where if you've taken it for 6 months, you could get a side effect. Now, you can't take it on your own, because the only danger with hydroxychloroquine, if you have heart problems, you can't take it. So you got to do it through your doctor. He's got to know your medical history. And sometimes they'll do an EKG. Just make sure your heart is fine before they give it to you. Now, the other thing is you may be taking some regular monthly medications that maybe interfere with it. So your doctor has to know what else you're taking. But in most 99.9% of cases, hydroxychloroquine is fine. It's been used for years for a million things. Right now in New York City, and actually all over the world, top doctors and hospitals are using it like crazy on corona patients, getting great results. American Association of Physicians just put out a statement saying 92% success rate on it. Let's go to Dave in Chicago. Dave, how you doing?
Mark, very well, thank you. I'm very upset with Nancy Pelosi calling President Trump morbidly obese. Number one, she was shown in her San Francisco mansion with this very expensive ice cream, which could feed an army. Number two, as Speaker of the House, why can't she respect the office of the president? President Trump is not morbidly obese. He's a tall man, and I watched him on TV yesterday, and you know what? He has lost some weight.
Yeah, but let's be honest. If you were going to a trainer, you wouldn't bring a picture of Donald Trump and say, can you get me to look like this?
I understand your point, but yeah, the man, not morbidly obese. Yes, but
no, he's not. No, that's a good point. Thanks for calling, David. He's not morbidly obese. And that's a good point. It was Nancy Pelosi opened up that $8,000 refrigerator she had. It wasn't just ice cream. It was some special designer ice cream that she has imported from somewhere. Anyway, let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Hey, Vincent.
Good morning, Mark. It's obvious that Neil Cavuto doesn't speak Italian or watch Italian TV, because if he did, he would see on all the networks in Spain, in Italy, and in France, there are lines outside the pharmacies with people, unlike King Cuomo, with prescriptions in their hand to go in there and get hydroxychloroquine for their loved ones. So once again, you know, King Cuomo wants to keep the kibosh on everything. You know, for all we know, maybe because of these draconian no bidding laws when they under the emergency, how do you know he's not getting a cut of all this action because it's only being distributed in the hospitals?
Yeah, you know, no. It's just Trump derangement syndrome. If he had said the first day, I don't like this hydroxychloroquine, they would have been ordering everybody to take it. He should start doing that. He should start figuring out what we want to get rid of. He should say, I think New York should stay locked down. Then they'll open it immediately. De Blasio would open it the next day. Actually, we should start using it. It's a great weapon. Anyway, hey, Vincent, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Mark.
You have a lot of friends in Italy. What do they tell you? Yeah, they opened up.
My friend sent me a picture yesterday. He got a haircut.
No, but they opened up on Monday. What are they telling you about restaurants and stores?
Yeah, no, they actually sent me pictures of they could go there. It's still right now. Takeout, but next week it's going to be full blast. They're going to open a restaurant. They're spacing out the seats in the tables. They're measuring the distance between the tables, and at the bar, they're putting markers at the bar where you could put the stool to sit and everything. But they're opening up, and even at their beaches, they're putting they're distancing the lounge chairs and the umbrellas at the beaches and at the tiki bars. But they're going full blast over here. And I wanted to tell you about another scam.
All right, real fast. We only got a few seconds.
All right. In Italy, they bought $15 million worth of these masks. But what they didn't know, because they didn't put in a bid, it was an Italian shell company whose parent company was located in Panama. They never got the mask. When they sent investigators there, it was an empty lot with a shingle on the building, and they asked the residents. They said nobody's been here in years. So maybe that's all what right. Blasio's doing.
Yeah, probably. All right, Vincent, thanks for calling. Hey, when we come back, Bill O'Reilly will be with us. He predicted some. Well, I'll tell you about that in a moment. Bill O'Reilly next on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
Can't hear the whole show live? Get the rest with Mark Simone on demand. Get his podcast at 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone.
On 710 WOR.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, number one TV host for decades, number one best-selling nonfiction author on earth. His latest book is Killing Crazy Horse. You can order that right now. Also, you can get the best book ever written on Donald Trump, the United States of Trump. You can watch the TV show, get the column, everything at BillO'Reilly.com. BillO'Reilly.com. Hey, Bill O'Reilly, how you doing?
I'm hanging tough in here in Long Island. How you doing, Mark?
Good. I remember about 2.5 weeks ago, you said 2 more weeks and then people have had it. And yep. I saw you were right on the Friday. I saw it. Everybody was out. There was a rush hour on Friday. That's it. Everybody's going out no matter what a governor says.
Yep. It's over. It's over in the sense that people are saying, I know there's a risk. I'm going to wear the mask when I go inside to a grocery store or restaurant to pick up stuff. But I'm going out. And it's May, and I'm going to the beach, and I'm going to walk around, I'm going to walk the dog, I'm going to ride my bike. And no matter what Cuomo, de Blasio, Trump, anybody says, that's the way it's going to be from now on.
You know, and I guess because people got themselves so trained over the last 8 weeks of how to wear the mask, how to wash your hands as soon as you come home, how not to go near anybody, that they realize, if I can do this in a grocery store, I can do this anywhere.
I can go any place. I mean, 2 months is enough to be cooped up, particularly if you live in an apartment and if you live in the city and you don't have, you know, I live out here on Long Island. I got some property. I can walk around and, you know, I'm not going to whine about my circumstance. But if you're in an apartment and a high rise and, you know, it's tough. It's claustrophobic. I would advise people to stay off the subways and buses if they can. If you get a car, the driver has to be masked, then you have to wear a mask in the car, which is sane.
Yeah.
People will be cautious, but, you know, it's over for the totalitarians. I mean, people are going to go outside. It's summer.
Hmm. Hey, explain the Governor Cuomo phenomenon to me. He's got the worst numbers, the worst record, the worst handling of everything, yet the briefings have made him a superstar. How did that happen?
Because people don't pay close attention. He's very articulate, always has been. Andrew Cuomo knows how to put together a logical paragraph. And he looks earnest, and he looks like he cares, and I think he does.
Yeah.
I think Governor Cuomo cares about people and making their circumstances better. But he's an inefficient bureaucrat. He's kind of sneaky. He snuck this, you can't sue the nursing homes thing in the budget bill. Nobody knew that. Just kind of tucked it right in there. And, you can't sue them. And, of course, that's the Republicans are screaming on Capitol Hill. Look, can't open the economy if you're going to have the blood-sucking extortionist lawyers filing millions of lawsuits against people who got COVID wherever. And so we need that as a law. And then Pelosi and the Democrats are, no, because the lawyer lobby gives us $50, $100 million, so we can't go against them. And that's exactly what's happening. But Cuomo, he kind of sneaks this thing in because he knows that there'll be, I would say, thousands of lawsuits against these nursing homes in New York State.
Hmm. But you could sue the state because they're the ones that issued the order to send the coronavirus patients.
It's a long, long time, though, to do that.
Yeah.
And the extortionist lawyers work for free. So they say, look, this is an easy hit. We'll go up against the nursing homes. They're usually owned by big syndicators. They'll settle.
Yeah.
And I'll get my 40%. You'll get 60%. That's a game. And they do that. But if you sue the state, it gets very complicated then.
Huh. Hey, also, Bill O'Reilly, and you should go to BillO'Reilly.com. You can read a great column about that there, BillO'Reilly.com. Every week I watch 60 Minutes, and they always have some idiot that just got fired who is suddenly the greatest genius. We must listen to everything. We will never survive without this guy in the administration. What happened to 60 Minutes? They're just crazy.
Well, you know, I have been featured on 60 Minutes twice.
Yeah.
Mike Wallace did the first interview, and Norah O'Donnell did the second. They treated me fairly. And it was, you know, I made it clear that I would cooperate with them, but I didn't want to be hatcheted in the editing room. When the old guard was there, Don Hewitt was the EP, and Wallace and Safer and all those guys, everybody remembers. That was the heyday. Now it's kind of decentralized a little bit. So let me give you an example. They got the whistleblower, works for the Health and Human Services Department. Nobody knows who this guy is. Nobody ever heard of him. Dr. Bright is his name.
Yeah.
So he's in there, and he makes two very legitimate points. The federal government did not react with urgency in January and February against COVID. That's true. But no bureaucracy on earth, outside of Taiwan, reacted with urgency. Nobody. Because everybody thought it was going to be another Ebola. Remember, we had Ebola here.
Yeah.
And a nurse died in Dallas, but it was contained. And that's what everybody thought. And Trump didn't want to tank the economy and the stock market by running around being hysterical. So, yes, he's right. The urgency wasn't there. But then it kicked in fairly quickly. The second point he made is that we do outsource medical supplies to places like China and Vietnam where they make them cheaper. And that's not a good thing. And he's right. But then he goes off the rails when he says, well, this hydroxychloroquine, whatever it is.
Yeah, hydroxychloroquine.
That's not a good thing. And then he signs a paper that says the government should allow it to be on the marketplace. He's got his signature on the paper. All right. So what are you talking about? You're blowing a whistle on yourself? Like I was an idiot? Is that what you're saying, doctor? And then Norah O'Donnell did ask him that question. He didn't have a satisfactory answer. He goes, well, if I didn't sign, I would have got fired. Oh, come on. If you're a man of principle, you don't sign stuff that's bogus. But the second thing is he hires the most radical left law firm in the country, Deborah Katz. You know who Deborah Katz is?
Yeah, she was tangled up in the Kavanaugh phony witnesses.
Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer.
Yeah.
So if you were a legitimate public service whistleblower, why would you go to the most radical left attorney in the country, who, of course, is working free? Why would you go there? Why wouldn't you get a very, very down-the-line, prestigious law firm? Because you're in with the far-left loons. They directed you there. That's where you went. But, of course, Norah O'Donnell didn't ask that question, even though I had it 3 weeks ago. And she had to know. And that's the difference of the old 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace would have absolutely laid him out on that. And the new 60 Minutes, where they're kind of afraid to go against the CBS liberal orthodoxy.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly, you used to work at CBS News. Now, is it true in the old days they'd stick a little slant somewhere in the story? And nowadays, like, the whole thing is just slanted.
Very, very big change in all the news agencies at the networks, because the big corporations now control. And back then, the news divisions were kept separate. They weren't expected to make a huge profit. But I'm responsible for that, Simone.
Really?
Bill O'Reilly, I'm responsible for this. I made Fox News so much money, billions and billions of dollars, by designing the O'Reilly Factor and putting opinion in prime time. Before me, that never happened. And once they saw they could print money from the news divisions, and I had a staff of 12. I wasn't running around the world running up big tabs. They were printing money. And once Disney, Comcast, CBS, all of them saw, whoa, look at this, then news became a money-making commodity. And that's what it is now. So a money-making commodity says, who's your audience? Oh, well, our audience are left-wing people, so that's what we'll give them.
Yeah, but you were always, you were very careful to have very articulate people from the other side, whether it was Barney Frank or whoever. Always. But that's not being done now.
No, because it takes, the reason it isn't being done is because the corporations, and this is goes to conservatives as well. They go, why do we want to do this? All right. When I started it, 23 years ago, I wanted everybody to watch the O'Reilly Factor.
Yeah.
I wanted liberals, conservatives, independents, everybody. Okay? I wanted Albanians, Bulgarians, everybody. So I would bring in all different kinds of people. Now, that's not the case. They all program to a certain person, and they give them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
So that's what you're seeing. And it's outrageously slanted, but it's boring.
Extremely. Now, I hate to say we only got a few seconds left, but what do you got tonight? You can watch the show tonight on Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, we're going to do this Trump taking the deadly drug. Why did look, if these people want Trump dead, you know, I'm being facetious now, you Media Matters people. But why do they care what he's taking? Why? What do you care? You need a prescription to get it. Okay? So you need a doctor to write you a script. It's better than smoking pot, right?
Yeah. Well, everybody
take cocaine when he was 15? I mean, you know, come on. If he wants to take this hydro thing, what's your beef? That's what we're leading with.
Well, that's going to be a great show. You can see it tonight on BillO'Reilly.com. You can watch the TV show. You can get the column. Sign up. Become a member. You can get anything, anytime. BillO'Reilly.com and get the new book, Killing Crazy Horse. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
Always fun, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Right. Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. A lot of great stuff up there. Watch this. Mayor de Blasio goes on a Sunday show thinking he'll get some nice publicity. Watch Maria Bartiromo come after him for his poor performance. It's a great exchange. Also, Joe Biden, in his long history, has, even in the beginning, was caught in some major lies. Watch the big networks go after him. Also, take a look at this George Carlin hysterical piece on germs and viruses. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.